The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, the governor wants to raise the tax on nicotine pouches to 75%. What is your main concern about that?
Well, our main concern is there's several issues, right? I think the first issue is that a lot of these nicotine pouches are used by consumers as a substitute to smoking, right? So I think that it's very clear that the burning of tobacco is what causes cancer. So, you know, these products are used to take people off that innate desire to smoke. So that's number one. There is a benefit to these pouches. Secondly, I think the way the tax is structured, it actually incentivizes cheaper knockoff versions of these type of nicotine patches to end up hitting the market, right? So what you're going to end up having with the way the thing is currently structured is probably an avalanche of these low-end knockoff brands of these pouches. You're going to see the black market grow. What we're saying as the business council is twofold. Number one, we understand the policy reasons behind this tax. We understand that yes, nicotine is addictive, and I don't think anybody can deny that. But what we're saying is, let's utilize a better way to tax this, so the state gets their tax money, the revenue. There's also an increased tax on the product that makes sense. But at the same time, doing it in a way that, you know, keeps some of the quality products out there, that keeps giving consumers the ability to use those products when they don't want to smoke. There is a proposal out there to utilize what would be called a unit tax, which is like per canister, per unit, that we think would be much better way to deal with this rather than placing it at the same taxes as cigarettes. We also think that eventually the state would gain more revenue off of this. So we think it's like the compromise or the way to kind of make sure that everybody has the ability to achieve their goals out of this policy. You know, you achieve the goal of whatever revenue that the state is looking for. You achieve the goal of making it more expensive with a tax that, you know, if the concern is people using it and getting nicotine addiction and maybe even kids using it, which, you know, I think it's debatable, like how much kids are using, but it's an argument, right? So let's do this. But at the same time, create a system that is not going to put some of these products that people are using for a very specific reason of getting off smoking tobacco from turning them off, because if it's going to be the same price as a cigarette, then why not keep smoking? If you end up doing it and you create this black market or you create these lower end products, you're not helping anybody, because those are going to exist. They're going to come out, right? So let's do this unit tax. And I think everybody will benefit from it. The state, it will still protect consumers, that those who are concerned about nicotine, but at the same time, it will also protect the consumers by them still being able to utilize a product that gets them off smoking tobacco.
And as far as the health dangers, how do you counter the health dangers with the governor's request for the 75% tax?
So let's look at the health dangers. Number one, I think pretty much every study will show you that cancer is caused by the burning of tobacco. That's what causes cancer, right? So number one, that's why these nicotine patches have been utilized by people to get off of smoking. So what we're not saying, I think we're not saying don't do a tax. We're saying do a tax, but just do a tax in a way that doesn't basically take these products off, in a way that doesn't so disincentivizes the product that it does not afford people that opportunity to use that product as a way to stop smoking. It will still be a tax. It will still be something that will be more expensive. It'll be something that is not going to be the same tax as a, you know, I always use like a stick of gum, but it let's do it in a way that makes sense. So it is also a tax, but it's also not creating a situation where, again, you're creating a black market or you're creating inferior products, but people are still able to use the product in a way that helps them get off of smoking tobacco. I do have one other thing. I think that what everybody has to remember here, from the folks who have concerns about the tax to folks who are supportive of the tax, I think from the business council's position, and just so you know, we look at this from several different angles. I'll be the first to admit we do have some of the companies that create some of these products. So that's an obvious, you know, they are members. But there is also an issue with healthcare costs and different sorts of things that cancer has caused to our membership as a whole. And we want to make sure that there are products out there that kind of get people off of cancer. But what I just want to reemphasize is at no point is anybody saying don't do a tax. We're just saying that there is a better way to tax this that would make more sense and would work better for the state and for the goals that the state's trying to accomplish than the current proposal that has been put forth by the governor. So we're not essentially saying, hey, this is bad, we don't want to tax. We're just saying that there's a solution out there that works that some other states have been doing and would be beneficial to everyone and help kind of move things along that works for the benefits of the product, but also, disincentivizing some of the things that people feel that are negative about the product.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.